Welcome to How to Longboard. Today, we will be telling you about longboarding. We will also be teaching you how to push, slide, and make deep carves on your longboard. Simon K will be joining me today to learn how to longboard. Simon K and me, which is Logan E, are going to fill your mind with the basics of pushing, sliding, and making deep carves. You will later learn that making deep carves is the key to sliding on your longboard and having fun while riding. Okay, now let's talk about the history of longboarding.
Okay, so can you tell me a bit about the basic history of longboarding?
Early skateboarders were often homemade contraptions created by taking the wheels from old-fashioned roller skates and attaching them to a plank or board. Generally, they were made in backyards by teenagers. Teenage boys often made the longer boards because commercial skateboards were actually sold as toys and were too short for them to use for riding or tricks.
It's interesting. So do people enjoy longboarding?
That is a hard answer because everybody has their own opinion about longboarding. Some people longboard for fun nowadays, and other people do it professionally, and others just do it for exercise. You can even burn 4 to 7 calories a minute longboarding.
I only see people going down big hills to catch speed. Are there any other ways to go fast?
Yes, there is a way to catch some speed without having going down a big hill. It's called pushing. Now, let's get into the basics of longboarding. Pushing is a big part of longboarding. Pushing is also the easiest skill to master.
It's probably the easiest skill to master because you just put your foot down and push, right?
Not exactly. When I said it's the easiest skill to master, I did not exactly mean it was easy to do. In fact, it takes a lot of practice to do it correctly. A lot of people push with their front foot, but this is how people fall. The first step of the pushing is to lift your back foot off the board and extend it a bit in front of the trucks. Trucks are the thing holding your wheels in place and that makes the board turn. Bit in front of the trucks and push a full stroke back to where your foot comes off the ground. Keep practicing and you will be amazing at it.
Great, that makes a lot more sense now.
Good. Now you need to learn how to make deep carves. Deep carves will help you have more fun and slow you down a bit. This will take a bit of practice too. You will first try to turn a little. If you are new to longboarding, or if you have a new board, you will need to get used to your board. Once you have gotten used to your board, you are going to want to make little turns on the road, sidewalk, or path that you were on, and then make bigger and bigger turns until you are almost getting uphill. Once you get to that point, you want to make a turn going back downhill and do the same thing on the other side.
Alright, great. Sounds super fun to try.
Yes. Now we have covered almost all topics. Now it's time for the hardest skill, yet the best and most efficient skill.
I heard it's useful and really impactful in your experience if you can master it.
Yes, of course. You are correct. It is a really good skill to master. Sliding is the best skill to master because it helps you stop instantly and lets you make sharper turns. It might be hard and frustrating, but it's worth it. It's the best skill because you can stop instantly. Sliding takes around a few days to even months to practice, to even do one slide. It all depends on how much weight you have on the slide and how much experience. It's also about the stance, and it's also about the stance you have and how you try to initiate the slide. So first, put your feet where they feel comfortable, not where you think they should go. They should be somewhere next to the trucks, though. You want to really throw your arms out and twist your shoulders for stand-up slides, because that will trick your feet into going the way of your arms. Keep practicing this, and you'll get this in no time. If you are still struggling, keep trying, and maybe doing it after it rains will help because the pavement has a lot less traction because wet. This will help your wheels slide out from under your board. Have fun.
I'm excited to try out longboarding. It sounds super fun and excited. It looks like a nice hobby if you learn it.
Yes. I'm sure you will have a lot of fun with it, like I do. Now I have a few longboarding festivals that you might enjoy, including Skate the Cape in Cape Henlopen State Park, Delaware. Lanyard Sign Up Crew, unknown. Original Skateboards Festival, unknown. Here's a quick tip before I let you go. You might want to try to learn pushing before you. If you have a hill, then that is good because you do not need to push hard. Also, quick disclaimer. When trying to slide, do not go faster than you feel comfortable. This will make you panic and fail.
Understood.
Sponsors. Thank you, Honey, for sponsoring this video. With Honey, you can save lots of money with online shopping. It applies coupon codes automatically to something you want to buy. For example, if you want to buy a longboard, it will apply coupon codes automatically so you get the longboard for cheaper. If you would like to support us, then make sure you support our sponsors. And remember, shred hard. We'll be right back.